Americans already know a lot about George W. Bush, including some glimpses into his personal life. For example, Bush won't travel without his own pillow, and exercise is so important to him he took his morning jog instead of listening to the Supreme Court arguments that sealed his presidency. NPR's Renee Montaigne went to Austin to learn more about the man.
Remember when Bill Clinton was first in office and would cap off his morning jog with a stop at McDonald's? Or how he'd grab a saxophone at just about any event and put on a show. That was the sort of personal detail we were hunting for in Austin. One of the many stops was the Castle Hill Cafe. There, waiter Herb Taylor was among the many here in the Texas Capitol, commented on how rarely Governor Bush was spotted out socializing.
When Ann Richards was governor here, I mean, you saw her in everything all the time. You walk down the street, oh, look, there's Ann Richards. You know, you'd see the bobbing white hair everywhere. George W., I cannot think of a report of him being anywhere except running. That's it. Oh, and I'm sure church.
Still, says Herb Taylor, Austin is really just a big, small town.
Pretty much 10 minutes on the phone, you can find out whatever you want.
So he was able to dredge up information on a few favorite things from those in the know at the governor's mansion.
He loves chili dogs, and he loves chicken fried steak. They almost always serve a huge thing of steak fingers and a big, huge silver bowl of gravy. And we've heard from several sources that he likes the group Rotel and Hot Tomatoes.
That tip led to a chat with James Cruz, who met us at a Mexican restaurant where Laura Bush and the Bush's college-age twin daughters have dined. James Cruz plays drums in and manages Rotel and the Hot Tomatoes. It's a party band specializing in tunes from the 60s and 70s. For the uninitiated, Rotel is a local brand of canned tomatoes. Mix it with Velveeta and it makes a great dip. For the last 2 years, confirms James Cruz, his band has been invited to play at the family Christmas party in the governor's mansion.
We hear we're his favorite band, and we know the daughters love us, too.
Which is possibly how it came to be that George W. Bush actually danced when Rotel and the Hot Tomatoes played. And dancing is widely known to be one of his dislikes.
He danced. He danced. The first year, we were surprised. We're playing a song, and we're getting ready to melt right into YMCA. And Laura was one of the singers in our band. He goes, you think it'd be okay? Can I jump off stage and just go dance with the governor? And I looked around and I said, oh, go for it. The worst that could happen is have security guards come and pull you away. And of course they didn't, you know. She had him on stage going through the whole motions, doing the whole YMCA bit. It was quite a sight to see.
That was the first year. This year, the band had a Forrest Gump moment, its own small brush with history.
The party that we played this year was on December 19th. This was the day that he met with President Clinton and Gore. So we're assuming he's not going to make it back for the party. There's no way, you know. He's got all these important meetings happening. So we get to the party, and security this time is a lot tighter, obviously. And Mrs. Bush is there, and I asked, so is President-elect going to be here? He goes, oh, yeah, he wouldn't miss it for the world. He's actually flying in as we speak, and he'll make it here by 9:30 start time, and exactly how it happened. So funny part is our guitar player asked him, how did it go today? And he goes, you know, it went really well. It was a nice time. We had a good time. Mr. Clinton was a great guy. He was great.
As it happens, Rotel and the Hot Tomatoes is not performing at any inaugural event. By the time the plans for the Bush inauguration finally got going, the band was already booked. Among those Texans who will be at the inauguration this weekend are Peggy and Ron Weiss. That's partly because they own a restaurant George W. Bush does frequent, Jeffrey's. No barbecue here, nor tacos or any of the other down-home food Mr. Bush talked up during the campaign. Jeffrey's is strictly white tablecloth and lemon habanero sauce. And Peggy Weiss has been Laura Bush's friend since they were both growing up in Midland.
I've known Laura since we were 7 years old. We were in the same brownie troop. We worked on our gardening badge together. You know, we took some little beans and made them sprout.
Now that Peggy Weiss's old friend is the First Lady, the Watergate Hotel has asked the Weisses to put some of the Bush's favorite foods on the menu at its restaurant, which is wall-to-wall Republican this week. Sitting around a table at Jeffrey's last week were Chef David Garrido and Chef de Cuisine Alma Alsasser. They were checking off which of their more exotic ingredients would have to be flown in to D.C. if the dishes were to taste exactly as they would in Austin.
We're going to need some yuzu juice.
Okay.
Yucca root. Watercress is in a hydroponic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put that on there.
And the two chefs were not just concerned about Texas quail and Gulf Coast oysters.
There are other things like something so simple as cilantro. Because we cook so much Mexican style food here. We're used to having this beautiful cilantro, and if they give us something that's ugly up there, we're going to go like, oh, what do we do with this? We're also planning on taking some habanero peppers, because you never know what you're going
to
get.
Which gets us to, after 8 years of stories about donuts, what is this president's favorite dessert?
We know what he likes here.
That's right.
We don't know what he tells Laura, but he likes her chocolate intemperance.
The chocolate intemperance would be a three-layer chocolate extravaganza, a brownie topped with chocolate ganache, streaked with a chocolate glaze, garnished with berries, and sprinkled with gold dust. Edible gold dust, which Peggy Weiss laughs is a long way from the dusty streets of their West Texas youth.
Yeah, we drove around in cars and went to our favorite drive-in, Agnes's hamburger stand, and we loved those hamburgers, and that was a really big treat to go on Saturday and get a Cherry Coke and a hamburger and meet all our friends there.
Friends say George W. Bush's current drink of choice is non-alcoholic beer. At a send-off rally yesterday in Midland, the president-elect promised to stick close to his roots, which sounds a lot like the Bushes in Washington will do their best to hang on to their West Texas ways.
You do go visiting and have people over for dinner and, you know, grill some good food just for the fun of it. And I think that's going to be their style.
Peggy Weiss, longtime friend of Laura and George W. Bush, who will officially become America's first family this weekend. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Austin.